You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
What's going on, Jesse?
Hey, Mark, what's up? Good to hear you in the fan again. With the Mets, I mean, I don't know. I don't think it's that hard. I mean, look at Andrew Friedman. He went from Tampa Bay to L.A. You know, they're owned by Guggenheim. You know, Cohen has money. I mean, everything's similar. I mean, why doesn't Cohen say, look, David, look at that guy over there. Just do what he's doing. You keep saying he wants to be like the Dodgers? So just look at the GM and look what he's doing with the organization. Follow his blueprint, and that's it. You don't have to.
Yeah, but Jesse, you could hire any Tom, Dick, and Harry. Obviously, you know, David Stearns has had a game plan here with Steve Cohen, sold him on his vision. Cohen waited for him before getting him from Milwaukee and hiring him in the position. So he's going to operate this team as he sees fit. And Cohen lets you do your thing. I mean, it just does. I mean, Cohen stayed out of the way. I mean, it just is. So, you know, and Steve, before David Stearns came aboard, was aggressive and spent money in Scherzer, Verlander. Didn't work. So clearly when David Stearns and Steve Cohen are having conversations, this does not come at all that big of a surprise. I'm sure David was open and honest in terms of not willing to give Pete Alonso a long-term contract. And I get the frustration. I get the anger. I get it, but this is what Cohen has bought into, and we'll see how it turns out. And listen, the proof is going to be in what the team does this upcoming season. And if it ends up being disastrous, I don't think the length of stay here for the president and general manager is going to be all that long.
Look, I'll give Stearns credit for the farm system. I mean, their farm system has really improved within the last couple of years.
Yeah,
but I think as a GM and acquiring talent, I think he's not that's not his strong point. You know, I think he had a GM in Milwaukee also. So over here, he's doing everything by himself. He might need some help, because I think it would serve him to have like a GM like a Manaea, like one of those types, like the Browns.
This is his vision. This is his baby. I mean, Jesse, this is his baby. You know, so, you know, he doesn't feel like he needs a general manager. You know, he's got enough of a support staff. He's built the support staff himself. You know, this is his group. This is his vision of a team. So this is his baby moving forward here. You're right. Those are positives. Steve Cohen's talked about it time and time again about health and a healthy farm system, top bottom, being a feeder for the major league level, right? And you as an organization have to go out there and identify who's real and who's not. And sometimes you're right and sometimes you're wrong, and being able to pair those guys off that you don't necessarily believe in long-term as an organization when their value is at their peak, to be able to maximize their value to help out your organization in the here and now. Those are what good teams do, right? They don't let talent just rot away on the vine. So we'll see exactly where this team ends up. It's not a finished product, right? We're all judging a painting before the artist actually signed the bottom. So let's see exactly what this team looks like when this offseason is done and complete.
I think Stearns made a big mistake with Diaz. You know, I think he wanted to come back. He just felt he wasn't treated the right way, and that led him to look at LA and say, why am I going to waste my time over here when these guys seem like they don't know what they're doing? Let me go to a team that knows what it's doing. I just won twice. You know, they could have handled that better.
You can tell a player. What's amazing about Diaz is clearly, I mean, he might have just wanted the Dodgers and wanted the LA lifestyle, the commitment to winning, you know, beautiful ballpark, the weather, everything that comes along with it. The culture, the expectations, the accountability. Maybe he was tired of the nonsense. Maybe he felt disrespected. I don't know, after bringing in Devin Williams, whatever it might be. I just don't understand the negotiating tack from the Mets. If you really wanted Diaz back, and I've got an owner that's worth $22, $23 billion. He's the richest singular owner in all of Major League Baseball. Then why not go, you know, 3 for $75? Why do you tell Diaz, well, it's 3 for $66, but we're willing to move more? Why not just go above and beyond? Show him the love. Why not? I mean, instead of him not coming back to you and then people being like, well, why didn't he come back? Well, why didn't you just make your best offer that you possibly could? That's what I didn't get from there. And you know, that's a gamble.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You know, they're banking on Devin Williams to now have a huge bounce-back season and resemble the closer he was in Milwaukee as compared to, you know, really what ended up being a lost season in 1 year in the Bronx with the New York Yankees. Let's head out to Malvern. It's Sonny. It's the fan. What's going on, Sonny?
Moose, long time no speak. How you doing?
Sonny, I'm doing well, man. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. A couple things. One with the Mets, and then a couple things with the Giants I want to rattle off. One with the Mets. I think the Mets made a big mistake with Pete Alonso. I think he's going to be fine another 3-4 years. His power numbers are not going to change. He never misses a game. I mean, great clubhouse guy, and all the numbers obviously speak for themselves. I think Lindor was actually the guy they should have gotten rid of because he had the problem with Nimmo. He had the problem with Soto not welcoming to the team. So that's just my opinion. I think he's going to do unbelievable in Baltimore in that stadium. He's going to do great.
Yeah, but Sonny, when the Mets went to the NLCS, who was the guy that had all the big hits?
Yeah, I know that, Moose, but
they haven't won a championship.
Yeah, I know it's Lindor, but they haven't won anything, Moose, you know?
They
had to change his team up.
Can
I ask
you, so Lindor, sure. Lindor's got a – Soto just signed for $765 million. Lindor's got to call him up and kiss his rear end?
No, I mean, out of respect, call him up and welcome to the team. I think yes.
I guess. I mean, but I don't. That's the downfall of the team, Nimmo and Lindor. So now get rid of Lindor. After, by the way, weren't Met fans this past year when they had the rights ceremony calling up this station talking about naming Lindor the captain?
And that wasn't me. You know, I know Lindor.
I mean, that was the conversation. I mean, that was a conversation that was going on. Now you want to jettison Lindor out of here, and maybe they do. Maybe they trade him to San Diego. Maybe he's gone. Maybe the last guy standing is Soto.
I'm tired of his starts. You know, 2-3 months without doing anything. As far as the Giants, a couple things really quick. Would you agree Eli was at his best when the pressure was the highest? That's number one. And the answer is yes. Eli was incredible. Number two, there's 300 Division I colleges. You can't tell me the Giants can't find a kicker. And, Moose, in this day and age where kicking is so important, like you said before, Giants are down two. They got the ball 2 minutes. They get the ball, say, at the 30. All they need is 30 yards. Every week you see somebody, every week, and I'm not exaggerating, you see somebody kicking a 60-yard field goal, and the Giants can't even kick a 30, 40-yard. It's ridiculous. And as far as the coaching situation, like, I believe more than ever, Moose, you need a proven commodity here, not a defensive coordinator, not an offensive coordinator. With the problems you had with Neighbors last year on the sidelines bickering, he's, you know, questioning the coaching on his couch this year. You have Carter, obviously, with his problems this year. You need a guy like McCarthy in here. I'm sure of that more than anything. You can't bring in an unproven guy. I'm sorry, Moose. And
yeah, Sonny, you know who I'd be interested in? If he shakes free down in Baltimore, would be Harbaugh. I don't think Tomlin's going to shake free. And if I'm looking for a disciplinarian, I don't necessarily think that's Mike McCarthy. I don't disagree with you. Like, I think the idea now, I don't know if the Giants, and I don't know this, but I would venture to guess, I don't know if there's the appetite for taking a gamble on a Chris Shula and hoping for the best.
I love Harbaugh. Yeah, that's
and,
a no-brainer.
I need somebody that's going to step into the building and clean up the nonsense.
But why would Baltimore let him go? Maybe they
feel like, you know, that it's run its course. They fall short this year. The window is closed. That they need to bring in a different voice. I don't know. I'm just asking. It's been something.
Moose,
you know,
it's been thrown
out there before. That Giant fans talk about Mike Tomlin. I don't know if I necessarily think Mike Tomlin's going to shake free from the Pittsburgh Steelers, but. You know, that's the kind of thing, you know, it's a shame if Sean Payton was ever available, and he's never going to be. He's in Denver, and they've got aspirations of going to a Super Bowl. But when he was, if that caliber of coach was available, that's what you're kind of guy that you're looking for, that you know you set in, and he's going to set the tone and temperament for the entire team.
Yeah, let me ask you one thing, Moose. Moose, where did this come from? I've heard it on your station. For some reason, some idiot started a conversation about the possibility of trading Dart so they can get the one with number one pick. Why would you trade a proven commodity who the Giants love for somebody who's unknown, like, say, Mendoza? Who started this? Have you heard this? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I've not. I hate my kids using this term, Sonny, but I just say it's stupid?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, that's stupid.
I know. It's unbelievable.
And not all opinions are good opinions.
And one last thing.
Sonny, that's what you got to realize. Not everything... Yeah. Not everything. I mean, that's dopey.
Yeah, one last thing. Where would you go in the draft? I know there's a lot of holes, you know, safety, shutdown corner, second receiver, linebacker, so many holes to fill, Moose. What would you be, if you had your choice, number one, going into the draft, whether it's the one, number one, two, three, a pick, it doesn't matter. Who would you, your first, not player, but position be?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Giants, first off, I want to see exactly where they go for a head coach. You know, I wouldn't necessarily be drafting a receiver that high when I've got Malik Neighbors and I've got a quarterback that makes everyone around him better. Scatterboot comes back. He can be a receiver coming out of the backfield. I got to see exactly what happens with my offensive line. You're obviously not drafting a guard or an interior offensive lineman that high when you're looking at the NFL draft. You could look at the linebacker spot, but I've already invested in the linebacker spot with Abdul Carter and Kayvon Thibodeaux. Okereke, his production has decreased the past couple of years. You know, when John and I do that Giants live show on Saturday mornings from 7 to 8, I mentioned I'd love to get an elite-level cornerback. But the Giants also, you know, if someone falls in love with Mendoza, you know, you might be in a position where you could move back and still get the caliber of player that you're looking for and be able to pick up assets that can help your team and your organization long-term.
Yeah, how about the ridiculous also comments that I heard that they – to me, they're ridiculous. Like, they wouldn't do that, what you just mentioned, with the Jets, because in case the Jets get their franchise quarterback, who cares? As long as the Giants get their players, Moose, do you agree with that?
Yeah, I understand that sentiment more than the first one. Know this. Like, just the Giants have found their quarterback. The search is over. There is no debate. There is no conversation. Now, does he need to get down? Does he need to not take the unnecessary hits like he did up in Foxborough? He's been checked for a concussion 5 times this year, entered the concussion protocol once. Is that sustainable? That is not sustainable. But from a commitment, leadership, performance perspective, if you're a Giant fan, I understand this is another long lost season. You got 3 games to go in this NFL regular season, and the games are not particularly relevant. And you're looking toward the offseason, and there's going to be significant change to the organization once again. The quarterback question has been answered. That's not debatable. He is going to be the guy here moving forward. And the Giants firmly believe it. I think we all firmly believe it. Brady's talked about it. That is out of the equation. Now the question you have is, what do you do to help build this team around him? Because you want to win with Jackson Dart when he's getting paid like a rookie under his initial rookie contract, not when you're paying him $30, $40, $50 million a year. Because then that road becomes a little bit more trickier in a salary cap world. 1157. Melusis with you, 888-808-1019.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.